81.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. Got some Frank Zappa to start you off. All right, that was Peaches and Regalia by Frank Zappa off of Hot Rats. Got some Tony Rice up next. Here is Ginseng Sullivan from Manzanita. Enjoy.
Down behind, speaking his worried mind. It's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a tote sack for a ginseng will pay no travel bills. And I'm too old to ride a rail off on the road alone, but I guess I'll never make it back to home. My buddy wanted Mississippi Delta home. Thank you. cold, the damp it makes me ill. You can't dig notes in the mountainside when the ground grows hard and still. You gotta stay at the foot of the hill. But next summer things turn right, the companies will pay high. I'll make enough money to pay my bills and bid these mounts goodbye. Then he said with a sigh, it's a long way from the Delta to the North Georgia hills, and a cold sack full of ginseng won't pay no travel bills. And I'm too old to ride the rail, I'll thumb the road along, but I guess I'll never make it back to home. My muddy water Mississippi Delta home.
All right, that was Ginseng Sullivan from Tony Rice on Manzanita. Covered frequently. Great song. Love that record. I was doing a poll for the Train Song Zine and was asked what my favorite, or I guess Desert Island Bluegrass album would be. It's Manzanita. It's always Tony Rice. Welcome to the likely final installment of Stranger Waves. Not entirely sure when the fall schedule kicks back in, but I know I'm going to be busier over the next few weeks when that transition happens, so the odds of me actually making it out here are pretty slim. So we're going to call this the final episode. Happy Labor Day. Hope you're having a nice day off and enjoying the show. Got some Paul McCartney up next. I got around to listening to Ram in full, finally, I think for probably the first time ever. I've heard, you know, a few songs off there over the years, but never actually dove into it because not the biggest fan of Paul McCartney's solo output, but this record, it's really good. And here's one of the songs from it that I enjoy quite a bit. Here's Smile Away from Paul and Linda McCartney. Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, Smile Away, Paul and Linda McCartney. Got some Steely Dan up next, seeing as this is the final show. Got to play some of that. Here's one of my favorites, My Old School. Seems a little fitting. Countdown to Ecstasy. Enjoy.
To find you with the work. My old school, Countdown to Ecstasy, Steely Dan. Love that song. Love that album. I feel like he gets a bit of a bad rap from some Steely Dan fans, but whatever. Got some Talking Heads up next. Here's Cities from Stop Making Sense. Have not been able to get this one out of my head for the last few weeks. All right, that was Cities, Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense. I've had that one in my head ever since Alpine Valley a few weeks ago. Somehow one of those Talking Heads songs never really did it for me, and then, you know, hearing another band play it live, something just flipped, and now it's all I've been listening to. Speaking of Alpine Valley, got something from that show for y'all. If fish isn't really your thing, stay tuned. This one's short, easy to get through. This is Cavern, first set closer. July 26th, 2024, Alpine Valley Music Theater. Enjoy.
the mission's clear. It's little than we think. Before you slip into the night, you want something to drink. Steal away before dawn and bring us back the news. If you tread in Bradley's suit, please wipe it from your shoes. Then a port old pirate scores the evening with his cry. In sanctuary buzz surprise, a monkey of its side. A dust arose and clogged my nose before I could think twice. Despite the scut that bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments of gruel. Deduct the carrots from your vein, you worthless swampy fool. Swimming in the mire, septic maidens gargle to demented me with fire. I drifted where the current shows, afloat upon my back. The chance the noose fly by, I stuff it in my sack. Soon I felt a bubble form somewhere below my skin. Spine of hedgehog, I with brute force within. Susan in, removed a mask and caused a master. Angry mom responded, taking turns at grabbing. Foggy caverns, musty grime appeared within my palm. I snatched Rick's fork, scrape it off with deadly icy calm. While taking soup and used her like a rag. Off the slide from where the slug had slithered with the bag. In summing up, the moral seems a little bit obscure. In the director, oh, serpent reflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a picture of nectar, a viral dissector, a hormone collector.
Reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there.
All right. Well, thank you, Willie. Before that, you heard Cavern from Alpine Valley this year, July 26th. Really like that one as a set closer. A lot of fun. Everybody gets into it. They're doing their stupid little dance on stage. It's a great time. Got some Ween up next, thinking about their hiatus announcement. Just around, I think, this time last week. Seems like Diener's going through some mental health struggles, so sending some good energy that way. Hoping the boys are able to get back on the road soon, because I really want to see them again. Concert I saw a couple years ago was certainly one of the more memorable of my lifetime. So here is Roses Are Free from Chocolate and Cheese. It's absolutely one of my favorite songs ever, so hope you guys enjoy. Nah, I'm restarting that. Board messed up. Roses Are Free. Ween. Enjoy.
Don't fall.
Roses Are Free, Ween, Chocolate and Cheese. Great record. I was finally and unfortunately submitted to the Timothée Chalamet Bob Dylan biopic trailer. It was awful. I hated it. So here's some Dylan to cleanse the palate. This is Isis off Desire. Enjoy.
I married Isis on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The biting light ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" Said, "I got no money." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We'll be back by the fourth." I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold. I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, "There's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price." 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had. When I saw that my partner was just being friendly, when I took up his offer, I must have been mad. Inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, and I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her.
was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise. Blinded by sleep and in need of a bed, I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yeah.
Isis, Bob Dylan, Desire. To the people making the Bob Dylan biopic, I have some questions. What guy lived an incredibly interesting life, and you choose to pick probably the least interesting part of his life to focus that movie on, is at least what I took away from that trailer. I don't care about him bumming around New York. I want an 80s Dylan biopic. I want a biopic about the creation of Empire Burlesque. I want a biopic about his born-again Christian arc. That's what I want. But instead, we're getting Timothy Chalamet and a whitewashed version of Joan Baez. Very interesting choices across the board in that movie. Got some Grateful Dead up next. Shakedown Street, December 26, 1979, Oakland, California. Haven't heard this one before until this morning, but wanted to play Shakedown today and didn't feel like doing one from a little bit earlier. Didn't feel like going deep into the 80s, so we're landing right in the middle in 1979. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. rest of them pay your part. Woo! Nothing shaking on Shakedown Street. Used to be the heart of town. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. Just gotta poke around.
Tell me this town ain't got no heart. gotta poke around. You just gotta poke around. 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 You 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 just gotta poke around. Thank you.
All right. Shakedown Street, Oakland, California, 1979. Just wanted to thank everybody who tuned in before heading into this last song. And even if you aren't listening, just thank you to everybody who's tuned in over the last 3 years. The show's changed a lot over that time. I think I have too. And it's really just been a pleasure to be able to come on here once a week and play some music for everybody. So hoping I'll get to do that again soon at some point. Not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but if I'm ever back on here, I'll be sure to let you know. And I hope you'll tune in. Got one more song for everybody before I sign off semi-permanently. It's I Shall Be Released by the band. The finale from The Last Waltz. Got everybody in it from the movie and a few extra guests who I guess were bumming around Winterland that night. So really, just from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in over the last 3 years. Going to play this, then hand it off to hopefully somebody else coming into the studio now that we are back in swing of the school year. So yeah, here's I Shall Be Released, and really, thank you all again. Hope to speak to you soon.
My reflection.